CD 3. Track 22.
This week's big question. Why are people risk takers? Recently, there have been amazing teenagers in the news. Laura Decker has sailed around the world. Parker Lyoto has skied to the North Pole. And Amelia Hempelman Adams has skied to the South Pole. These teenagers are all natural risk takers. But why do they do it? We looked at some popular explanations. 1. It's all about adrenaline. Some scientists believe that risk takers' bodies don't react to danger like most people's bodies. When we are in danger, our bodies make a chemical called adrenaline. It stimulates our brain and makes us ready to fight or run away. Risk takers' bodies don't make adrenaline easily, so they take more risks to feel alive. 2. Little old women don't go snowboarding. Studies have shown that tall people take more risks than small people, women are more careful than men, and older people take fewer risks than younger people. Tall people are often confident, and confident people are not easily scared. Scientists also think that men are more natural risk takers than women, and that age and experience make people more cautious, or really boring. 3. Be careful what you watch. Recent research asked these questions too. If you played a computer game about risk taking, would that make you take risks in real life? And if your parents or friends took risks, would you take them too? It seems the answer to both questions is yes. And finally, some researchers say that risk takers are frequently bored. They often change jobs, and they don't have long relationships. But some people say they are happier. What do you think?